This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the reasons House Republicans don't feel much of a sense of urgency about the budget cuts that start today is that they're kind of abstract. No set timeline, no clear definition of who exactly gets hit. So you can kind of understand that. Richard Crow, however, most definitely does not. He's a steelworker, or he was, till he was laid off 9 months ago. He's been collecting unemployment since, which, as it happens, is one of the programs that's being cut because of the budget cuts. Mr. Crow, good to talk to you, sir.
You too.
So tell me, first of all, whether you've been following news of these budget cuts. You've been paying attention?
Oh, yeah.
You said that pretty quickly. I guess you've been paying pretty close attention.
Yeah, I kind of watch everything that happens in Washington, especially when you're laid off and you ain't got a job and you're watching these people not doing their job.
So now that this sequester thing has happened, what happens to you? I mean, part of the cuts here are going to be cuts in unemployment, and it's going to come pretty soon at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, but you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens. That's what the unemployment told us to do: just file it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, it's going to be you're gonna be losing 10 or 11%, right?
Yeah.
So what's that going to mean? I mean, how much are you getting now?
I get $764 every 2 weeks.
So you lose $76, takes you down to something like $670. What's that going to mean for you?
It ain't enough to begin with, you know. Then you're losing money on top of it, you know. It ain't good. You know, I struggle to pay bills now.
Is it just you, or you have a wife and kids?
I have a wife and a son. My son's out on his own, and my wife does work, but she don't make a living wage.
So do you have a backup plan? You got a plan B?
Just looking for a job. I've applied for over 200 jobs, and the ones that answer you back are thank you for your interest.
I wonder, Mr. Crow, whether you think anybody's paying attention to you and all the people out there like you.
I really don't. I really don't think so. And I'm at a point where I feel nobody even cares about us people, you know, that worked all our lives. I come out of high school and went into the steel mill. It's the only job I ever had. And, you know, I don't have no experience doing nothing else. And, you know, the steel industry's not very, you know, it's shrunk in this country. And, you know, I was just hoping to get enough years so I could retire out of there, but I come up short. But I don't think people want to take a chance on you. You know, I've worked my whole life. I don't want to be out here on unemployment, but I don't think the 535 people down here care. Any of them care about you. You know, one side's one way, the other side's another way, you know, and they don't want to get nothing done for the American people.
Richard Crow from the great state of Ohio, waiting on his unemployment checks to get cut as part of that sequester. Mr. Crow, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.